John chapter 15, I'm going to read here at verse 10. Remember, we talked about last week, verse 9. We did, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love, right? Verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen? Amen. I want to talk about this morning how to maintain your joy. Amen. Part 9. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and kindness to us today, Lord. And we just pray this morning that you'd forgive us of our sins, Lord. I pray that you'd use me for your glory. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice, God, and use me now to teach your word, Lord. I pray for the hearts of your people now. May they be receptive to your word today. Speak now, Lord. We're listening, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Oftentimes, when we start thinking about joy, you know, as I said before, I said this last week, that sometimes our joy is predicated, thank you, ushers, upon circumstances. Sometimes our joy is disrupted by the things that we are experiencing in life. But I believe that one of the things that Jesus is moving to now in this passage, he's talking about something that I believe that we all must have in our hearts from verse 9, and that is love. I truly believe that if you and I are going to maintain our joy, we have to have a heart that's filled with love. I told you last week, and I almost forgot those three loves, right? Agape love. That is what we call selfless love. Agape love is the kind of love that you have for your children. You will, how many parents here will do anything for your children? No matter what happens, you know, you will be there for them in spite of what they've done. That's what you call agape love. And then there's Philadelphia love. And that is love between brothers and sisters. Amen. That's where you get the word Philadelphia from, the city of brotherly love. And then you have what's called phileia love. That's the love of intimacy between a husband and a wife. But I found out that for some of us, the reason why there's no joy in our hearts is because there's an absence of love. Come on, somebody. I told you last week that if you're going to maintain your joy, that one of the things that you must do is that you must remember that Jesus lived to please his Father. Jesus did not live to please himself. That's love. Come on, somebody. That kind of love is the kind of love that puts yourself aside. And can I ask you this morning? Do you get joy when you see somebody else prospering? When you see somebody else doing better than you? That's love. But the joy that you get from that, amen, is connected to the one that died on Calvary's cross for our sins. The joy that I'm talking about maintaining is not just superficial joy. It's not just, amen, joy that you can turn on and turn off. But I'm talking about developing a heart that has love and a heart that has joy no matter what you're going through. I spoke with a man this week that tells me that he goes to the temple every week to get cleansed of anger and arrogance. And I said, what you need is you need Jesus. Not only do you need Jesus, but you need the Holy Spirit, because, see, the Holy Spirit will help you to rid yourself with the Word of God, amen, of anger. Whatever you desire to become, it's found in the Word of God. Whatever you desire to overcome, come on somebody, it's found in the Word of God. The Bible says that the Word of God is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. In other words, the Word of God is what we need. But oftentimes we neglect to keep the Word. We do not protect the Word. We do not guard the Word. Amen. And as a result of that, we allow the world to come on in. Do I have anybody? The world creeps in and the world takes our joy. Satan robs us because of circumstances. He robs us of our peace, but definitely he takes our joy. Can't tell you something? Satan is a joy killer. And whenever you ever notice that every time you get happy, you ever notice that every time you get happy, something comes along to try to steal? Do you not know that Satan prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour? He wants to take your joy. But what I've been talking about for 9 weeks is how to maintain your joy. Amen. If you go on the podcast, you can listen to all of them, and it will give you a good blueprint on what it means to have joy. I'm not talking about joy because you got paid last week, but I'm talking about joy that lives inside of you in spite of what you're going through. Do I have anybody this morning? I told you the second thing you must do is you got to remember that in order for you to maintain your joy, you must remember that you must live to please Jesus. See, I don't know who you're living for today, but if you are living to please Him, what kind of joy will you have? See, sometimes we're living to please ourselves, what we can get out of the relationship, what we can get out of the situation. And what happens is our joy is stagnated because we're not living for the right reasons. I wish I had somebody. The question is, are you living to please Him? And lastly, I told you last week that if you're going to maintain your joy, you got to remain in love with Jesus. You have to remain in love with Him. You have to be super duper head over heels. You ought to be in the enchantment phase. You ought to be at the point where you just, ooh, you love Him so. The question is, how much do you love Him? How much do you really, really love Jesus? Jesus talks about now in verse 10, he says, look what he says. He says, now he says something that's pretty interesting to me. He says, if you keep my commandments, amen. If you keep my commandments, that word commandments means just that. His word. If you keep, if is in the first class condition. First class condition says if, and it is true. Second class condition is if and maybe is true. And third class condition is if and it's not true. But the if here is in the first class condition. So what he's saying is that if you do this, amen, not only will you have joy, but you have the kind of life that you dreamed of. Do I have anybody? He says, look what he says, if, my, Come on, somebody. If you keep my commandments. And I say to you this morning that if you're going to maintain your joy, my first point today is that you have to live according to his word. You must live according to his word. And not only that, but watch this. The text says, if you keep my commandment, that word keep means to guard, to watch over, to protect. And so if you're going to maintain your joy, you need the word. Do I have anybody? So if you're going to maintain your joy by obeying his word, that's the only way that you and I will ever find joy, by obeying his word. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to obey his word. 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 That's going to come up again today in my sermon, but you have to obey his word. Does that make sense? Think about it like this. If you obey him, don't you think you'll have joy? He says, if you keep my commandment, if you not just read it, but watch over it, not just read it, guard what you hear. Do you not know that the Bible says that when you hear the word, Satan comes and he snatches it from you. He doesn't want you to stay focused. Amen. And then he says, if you keep my commandments, he says, you will abide in my love. And I thought about that for a moment. I said, man, what is he saying? He says, if you obey my word, then you'll know how to love me. Come on, somebody. And so my next point is, not only must we obey his word, but how you maintain your joy next is by loving him. It's by loving him. He says, you will abide in my love. That word abide means to continue in it. See, you will feel his love. You will feel his affection. You will understand that God will never leave you nor forsake you. See, if a person like you and I, if we can obey God's word, then we can definitely love them. See, I said last week that you must remain in love with him. But here's the thing. You and I, in order to remain in love with him, we have to know his word. And if we don't know the word of God, how can we love someone that we don't know? And so in order to get familiar with him, rather than reading the newspaper, rather than watching the internet, rather than getting on watching television, get in his word. And here's the thing. Get to know him so you can love him. May I say this to you? Loving Jesus is not hard to do. Come on, somebody. Loving Jesus is one of the easiest things that you can do. All you have to do is open up your life. Open up your heart this morning and say, God, I want my joy, but I understand that my joy will not come if I don't love you. See, Jesus is talking about love. He says, if you keep my commandment, then you will abide in my love. You see, one of the things I learned about Jesus is that he knew what love really was. But he said the only way that you and I can appreciate Jesus is if we know his word. If we read his word. Yesterday we read about Jesus as a 12-year-old boy going into the synagogue. His parents left, but he stayed in the house of God. You know why he stayed there? Because he was in love with his father. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you something. You thought joy was going to come any other. Joy's not going to come any other way. If you obey his word, and if you love him, and I'm talking about truly loving him. And that's the question that you and I need to ask before we leave here today is, do I really love him? And how much am I willing, what am I willing to do? Because love comes with sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Look what he says next, and I'm coming to close. He says, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You know what the next thing we got to do? If we're going to maintain our joy? By following his example. What did Jesus do? Jesus followed the example of his Father. Listen, Jesus loved. He showed us. He says, just as I have loved my Father, so you can do the same thing. So you know what I want to say to you this morning? It's possible. It's possible. He says, just as I have kept my Father's commandment. So is it possible to keep his commandment? You better believe it. In other words, we ought to go from the page to performance. In other words, we ought to get the word working in our lives, following his commandments, obeying his word, living by his standards. Stop living the way we want to live and live according to his word, and you'll find out something. Amen. That you will have joy, unspeakable joy. Joy that the world can't give you and the world can't take from you. Joy in the midst of your storm. Joy when trouble just start coming on every side. Joy when the devil shows up. See, I have an example to follow. Who's the example? The example is Jesus. Come on, somebody. He says, just as I have kept my Father's commandments. Amen. And abide in his love. You can do the same. But what Jesus was saying is, man, this is powerful, man. He says, notice what he says at the beginning of the verse. He says, if you'll keep my commands. Come on, somebody. He says, if you keep my commands, just like I kept my Father's commands. See, the problem is sometimes we don't like authority. Oh, don't let me go there this morning. Too early for that. We don't like authority. We don't like nobody telling us what to do. But the only way that you and I can have joy is if we humble ourselves. Here's three things you got to rid yourself of. Anger. Amen. Arrogance. And judgment. Come on, somebody. He says, if you keep my commandments, if you abide in my commandments, if you allow it to remain in you and you live your life according to his word, by obeying his word, you can have joy today. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you this as I close. You have an example. Follow it. The Bible says that we ought to walk in his footsteps. The Bible says we have a high priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses. Come on, somebody. The word of God says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And oftentimes we have no joy because we're going to every other source other than this source. And I want to say to somebody here this morning that Jesus wants you to have joy. But he says you have to follow my example. That I, as I have done to my Father, so you ought to do as I've done. Do I have anybody? Sometimes it gets hard following his commandments. But it's easy if you learn to love Jesus. Do I have anybody? You see, the word is what you need to make you a better man or a better woman. I know that sometimes what we do is we don't pick this up enough. You see, we want joy, but we want superficial joy. But listen, after the blessing, what you going to do? Are you still going to praise him like you first got your blessing? But Jesus, he came down
42 generations. Come on, somebody. He walked this earth. Hallelujah. And he showed us what following the commandment was all about. In other words, he showed us that if you live according to what the Father says, that you will have joy. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you that Jesus is a good example. He's an example of what we should do. Thank God that he walked this earth for 33 years. And I looked at him yesterday in the book of John. He says he went to the temple. And while in the temple, he was sitting there and he was listening and he was learning and he was asking questions as a 12-year-old boy. But the Bible says that when his parents found him, they asked him the question. They said, "Boy, why did you do this to us? Why did you have us so worried?" He says, "Mama and daddy, you know what? Let me tell you, I love you. But guess what? I have to be about my Father's business." I'm trying to tell you something. When you are about your Father's business, you'll have joy, unspeakable joy. My joy doesn't come on payday. My joy comes every day because I have Jesus in my heart. Do you know him today? Have you tried him this morning? Is he on?